Another story captivating Pakistanis is known there as Memogate. It's a scandal involving Pakistan's former ambassador to the U.S., Hussein Haqqani. He returned to Pakistan in November to answer allegations that he was behind a memo allegedly sent to the Pentagon asking for U.S. help in curbing the powers of the Pakistani army. Haqqani had been ordered not to leave Pakistan while an investigation took place. That travel ban was lifted today by Pakistan's top court. Reporter Declan Walsh with the New York Times joins us from Islamabad. We should note first, Declan, that Ambassador Haqqani has denied any involvement in this memo. By removing the travel ban imposed on him, does this mean that the courts agree?
Not entirely. The removal of the travel ban against Hussein Haqqani certainly does seem to suggest that this scandal is very much losing steam. Just a couple of weeks ago, this sort of furore that had built up in Pakistan around the Memogate scandal, according to many people, was even in danger of toppling the government. Now, that clearly is not going to happen at the moment. But what the court has said is that while it's allowing Mr. Haqqani to leave Pakistan, to travel back to the US to be with his family who live there, it's saying that it's extending the mandate of this commission by another 2 months, and that it expects Mr. Haqqani to turn up in Pakistan to give testimony again within 4 days' notice if necessary. So this matter potentially will be seen as something of a sword hanging over the government's head, because, of course, it doesn't look like it's going to get resolved anytime soon.
Right. So the lifting of the travel ban does not indicate in any way that the Memogate scandal is over. Now, there's another name that's emerged in connection to this memo in Memogate. It's a Pakistani-American tycoon named Mansoor Ijaz. He's been claiming that Haqqani was the person behind the memo. Who is Mansoor Ijaz, and what's his possible motive for pinning this on Haqqani?
Well, Mansoor Ijaz is very much the person at the heart of this scandal. It was a newspaper article in the Financial Times last October that triggered this whole affair. In that article, Mansoor Ijaz had claimed to have written this secret memo purportedly from the Pakistani government, as he said, dictated to him by Hussein Haqqani, and that this memo was delivered to the most senior levels of the US military. And according to him, this memo claimed to be a sort of cry for help from the Pakistani government. He said that it was sent in the wake of the American raid that killed Osama bin Laden. He says that the Pakistani government at that time was afraid the military was going to launch a coup, and that it was seeking American help to stave off a possible coup, and in return for that was willing to make some very significant concessions to the US government about the Pakistani military, that the Pakistani government would help to sort of weaken the intelligence services that the US has been very suspicious of for many years.
So can you tell us just how this Memogate scandal has impacted politics in Pakistan and even relations between Washington and Islamabad?
You know, it had an absolutely huge impact on politics here. It has sort of oscillated between high political drama and, frankly, soap opera style antics between all the various players involved. So what we're seeing is that the very sort of turbulent nature of Pakistan's power politics, which had really seemed to be spinning out of control just a couple of weeks ago, now at least are settling down, at least for another few weeks.
Well, Declan, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Declan Walsh of the New York Times speaking with us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Hussein Haqqani's attorney, Asma Jahangir, told us earlier today that her client was very happy with the court's decision to lift his travel ban. I asked her if she thought Haqqani might be reinstated as Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. She said that was unlikely and added that her client isn't looking to be reinstated either.
As he said today, he wouldn't feel confident representing a country where vile allegations were thrown at him, and he wouldn't be comfortable in that position, particularly as U.S.-Pakistani relationship is very sensitive, and the military relationship between two countries is very crucial.
Asma Jahangir there, an attorney representing Hussein Haqqani, Pakistan's former ambassador to the U.S. Haqqani insists he was not the author of a controversial memo that asked the U.S. for help to prevent a military coup in Pakistan.